Well, I understand that the international community is concerned about a little bug. So we're going to have you turn to Psalm chapter 91 and hopefully make sure you don't get it. Psalm chapter 91. Connie and I were sitting in the car when we were listening to the news, and of course there's a tendency to do a little sensationalism and blow things out of proportion. I know it's a horrific thing. Nevertheless, we know who controls all things.
Amen.
And our peace is with him. Psalm chapter 91 talks about the fact that we need to dwell in the shelter of the Most High. It starts off this way in verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper. There are things you can't even see. There are things around you that you could not in any way avoid, just simply because you couldn't see it. But he's the one that delivers you. And from deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield, a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies in the day, of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, for you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon a lion and a cobra, your young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Now watch this phrase, verse 14. This is the key verse. Because he, you can put your name in there, because I have loved him, that is God. If you see the capitals, it's making emphasis that you and I need to love him. His statement to us is, because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me, I will answer him, I will be with him in trouble, I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation. One of the best things you can do to protect yourself during these times is to love God. He will protect you. It's good to know, isn't it? Now, Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness to us and your availability to us all the time. Today, we just want to tell you how much we love you. Not merely for protection, because we really do. In this is love, not that we loved you, but that you loved us and that you gave yourself for us. But we have come to understand what love is all about through the cross of Jesus Christ. We now embrace you and feel safer than we've ever felt before. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.